broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, continues now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for May 24th in the year of our Lord, 2017. This is Hour 2 at 2. And the goal always, to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. It's incredibly simple. We use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America as our guide. We're convinced the checks and balances put in place by the founding fathers, absolutely brilliant, and the great solution to make America great again, to restore the republic, whichever phrase you choose. We reject revolution, but stand for a peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. Welcome to the broadcast. Kurt Crosby, you with me?
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
Now, there's a phrase that I just heard at the top of the hour news, Kurt, that I've got to let you know about. You might have missed it.
Okay.
But the Donald said on the campaign trail that, you know what, Barack Hussein and Hillary Rodham, they were the ones that basically created ISIS, right?
That's the way I remember it.
All right, now listen carefully.
ISIS has claimed responsibility for this week's attack that killed 22 people.
ISIS claimed responsibility for this attack at the Ariana Grande concert that killed 22 people. Now, if Hillary Clinton and Barack Hussein created ISIS, and now we hear this.
ISIS has claimed responsibility for this week's attack that killed 22 people.
In the mainstream press, Kurt, then where do we go from here then? Is Donald going to press charges?
I'm sure they are. I mean, you know, that'll be top of the list. Getting rid of those ISIS creators. You know what I mean?
Do you think there'll be anything done here?
Are you kidding, Sam? You know?
Well, Kurt, we got to hope and pray for good things to happen.
Yeah, we do. You know, I mean, wouldn't that be special, you know? Isn't that special?
Well, I'm just hoping. But I really want to know that, though, Kurt.
By the way, Sam, we've got a flood warning for the National Weather Service has issued a flood warning in the Utah and Wasatch counties. You know, you're supposed to take action immediately. So where are you going to head, Sam?
I mean, what do you mean by take action immediately? It's not even in my county.
Utah County is your county.
Well, where's the flood at?
Utah and Wasatch.
But I walk outside and there's not
Weather
even water
Service.
Anywhere.
Yeah. Well, it's going to be imminent, baby. The National Weather Service of Salt Lake City has extended the flood warning for a darn floodgate release in western Wasatch County.
What is a darn floodgate?
In northern Utah, central Utah County. I'll tell you what,
Sam. Is Kurt Crosby trying to swear at the floodgate? Darn would be more of a swear word than damn in this case.
You're gonna get washed away. Oh, wait. Now you click on it, it says, this alert has expired.
And so why are you telling me about this?
Well, because it came right up in the middle of the Pope story I was trying to read, you know.
Well, if you copy the Pope story to a document so that you can, you know, control your editing, then
that
won't happen.
Well, I mean, it jumped up in there, and I thought, man, this must be take action immediately. I've never seen that before, you know.
All I know is the phenomenal news about that. Now, what were you saying about the Pope?
Well, one of the things that the Pope was worried about, I guess they met with the Trumps, you know.
Melania, the Pope met with the Trumps.
Yeah, Melania.
Is it Melania or Melania?
Okay, Melania. And the president, you can, you know, it's like you can say, anyway.
You want to know how I'd find out how to say her name?
Ask her.
If I heard her say it, then I'd try to say it the way she said it.
Then I'd do it like that, yeah. But anyway, this is the big news from the New York Daily News. See, they don't have time for things like you know, like the homeschool story we did last hour or the Seth Rich story, but they got time for this. Their headline, Pope Francis jokingly asked First Lady Melania Trump what she feeds the president.
What?
Yeah.
Why are we asking that?
Well, it shows a picture of the Pope shaking hands with the First Lady and asks if she feeds her husband a Slovenian treat. I guess a little more detail, Nicole Hensley is, you know, working for the New York Daily News, and this is where they get this, you know, hard-hitting kind of info. Hopefully the president can take a joke, the story says. The Holy See, I don't know if I see about this story, solemnly entered his first meeting with the president on Wednesday morning and left it joking with First Lady Melania Trump, possibly about her husband's size, it says. Through a translator.
Why, 'cause he's too fat?
I don't know.
Is the problem that Donald is too large-esque?
Pope Francis asked
Trump. You know what we could do? We could just put
Trump,
him on Michelle's lunches.
What do you give him to eat? Potica? I did say that in Spanish, you know.
Wait
so
a minute.
I
are these people
probably,
Spanish?
What is potica, you know? It says
well,
laughing, the First Lady
about?
Did not. Well, I figure it's probably Slovenian, you know. Says laughing,
well,
the First
what you
Lady
do, Kurt. You say,
did
what is
not,
portica or whatever? You type it into
potica,
Google and it'll come
yeah.
back and tell you, and then you'll sound all intelligent like you know everything. Come on.
Oh, good point, yeah.
That's how you're
well,
supposed to do it.
Well, that would be if I was so smart to use Google all the time, you know. Says laughing, the First Lady did not dispute the Holy See's assessment and replied, potica. The Pope was asking Slovenian-born Melania Trump about a nut-filled cake known in her homeland as potica. That sounds pretty good, Sam.
Wait a minute.
He
so you're just telling me in the story it already tells you. It's a nut-filled
yeah,
cake?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
So
I mean,
if you,
you
take
know,
the story.
I was going to read it, but that silly thing from the National Weather Service
I know, but
Service
if you grab the story
up.
And cut it down, then you'll all of a sudden have the
well,
portica thing
that.
In front of you. You'll know what it means. You'll have it all
potica.
Happening.
Potica. No R, you know.
You'll take 3,000 lines and make it about 5 lines of intelligence.
He tasted the traditional treat when Slovenian Prime Minister Miro Cerar visited the
who did,
Vatican.
The Donald?
No, the Pope. In 2015, shows a picture of the kind of cake. It's got these swirly things and it's got some nuts on the side. It says, Trump, who boasts a 6'3" frame, admittedly told talk show host Dr. Mehmet Oz, I guess he was on the Oz program, that he could shed at least 15 pounds off his weight of 236. He said, I could lose a little weight. Anyway, there's the in-depth reporting from the New York Daily News for you. By the way, it says an initial report from the Vatican claimed that the Pope asked if Trump was eating pizza, but later clarified that the pontiff actually inquired about the cake. I'll tell you what, man, you know, you can see why folks would get a subscription to the New York Daily News with that kind of, you know, hard-hitting stuff. I mean, you know, Sam.
So who are we talking about being fat, the Pope or the Donald?
I think, anytime I think of fat, overweight, I think of the federal government. You know what I mean? But in this case, I think they're suggesting that the Donald could lose a little weight. But he's 6'3", 236 pounds. I mean, you know, I guess he says he could shed 15 pounds off his weight. But he likes that portica. Yeah.
You ever had portica? Well,
no, I'm going to try some. No, you know, next time I go to Slovenia, I'm going to head over and get me some, I think.
Wow.
Right? You got to put that on your list, Sam. Portica in Slovenia.
Well, can you get it in America?
I don't know, Sam. Probably on Amazon. They'll probably deliver it to you. You want me to check it out for you? Amazon portica.
Amazon deliver portica?
Just say to your Echo thing that is how you, you know, turn on Liberty News Radio and stuff. You know, you can just say, deliver portica, huh? Is that what you do?
I guess so. I'd have to try it out. I'd like to try it out. Well, the IRS, do you think those guys are eating portica?
I'll tell you what, there's a bunch of IRS stories. There's not much, you know, I mean, they're... The executives there are really worried, Sam, that, you know, now they say their lives are at risk. and Dan Horn is...
Whose lives are at risk? Us, the IRS agents.
The IRS execs are worried that their lives are at risk in this whole Tea Party case. Lois Lerner and Holly Paws, gives me pause, but anyway, they both have argued in recent court filings that the threat to their lives outweighs the public's right to hear their testimony about how IRS employees in Cincinnati and Washington, D.C. handled applications for tax-exempt status from Tea Party groups.
Well, I got a question, though. So they're worried about themselves.
Yeah.
They're not worried about us?
Well, you know, they're number one, Sam, you know.
I guess so. In fact, they got a scam going. We'll tell you about it in seconds.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads. A divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is again the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way, but actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family.
Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Sam Bushman, Kurt Crosby, talking about the IRS. And I guess IRS execs, they say their lives are at risk in Tea Party case, writes Dan Horn. Now, why are the IRS agents' lives at risk in the Tea Party case, Kurt?
Well, they say details about the Tea Party bias claims against the IRS could remain secret because the current and the former agency officials say their lives are in danger if they publicly testify about the case. You know, I guess, Sam, they just figure that the Tea Party groups would, you know, want to have a public hanging or something like that. You know, it says attorneys for the Tea Party groups suing the IRS say the argument against full disclosure doesn't hold up. They asked the court to make the IRS officials' testimony public and also open a hearing to the public. I mean, is that part of that whole transparency thing or what? Their arguments, like most documents in the case, are not publicly available because U.S. District Judge Michael Barrett ordered them filed under seal. Isn't that like censorship, Sam? You know, it's like burning books or whatever. The hearing will address those issues, but two, it also is closed to the public. Yeah, wouldn't want to have that open. One of the attorneys for the Tea Party group said he's not permitted to discuss the brief he filed under seal, but he said the allegations, this is how the whole freedom of speech thing works in America, Sam, but said the allegations against the IRS are serious and the public has a right to know what happened. How's that going to happen with all this sealing stuff going on? The Tea Party groups expect Lerner and Paz to shed light on the issue when they testify in sworn depositions. Generally, the attorney said, our position is that this is a matter of great public interest, and there's no legal basis for sealing the depositions or the arguments about whether the depositions should be sealed. Now, Sam, let me tell you why not that many people are that interested. You got the New York Daily News. Remember that story we just did? They're doing these stories about Potika, but they don't have a little space for a story like, you know, this about how the people don't get the real truth about the IRS, you know?
Yeah.
But anyway, it looks like to me, Sam, you certainly wouldn't want people to know that the IRS kind of treated some people with a little different treatment than others, would you? I mean, no. Crazy.
So where do we go then? So you got the IRS agents all belligerent. You got all kinds of stuff. You got like five IRS stories here. They're out of control everywhere, Kurt.
Yeah, I know. Look at that. You got fake IRS employees scammed victims out of $9 million. Oh, by the way, the solution to these IRS execs not having their lives at risk in any case is what, Sam?
I have no idea.
Well, just don't have any more IRS.
Oh, well, from right? that point of view, sure.
Then that's the solution.
The reason I said it depends, Curtis, there's headlines about the IRS. Well, let's say this. You got all these refunds not collected. Yeah. You got fake IRS employees running around. You got IRS
scamming
execs
people.
All scared. You got tea parties in the mix. So, I mean, there's different decisions we could make based on those different issues. But ultimately, if you don't have an IRS, would there be any of these stories, Kurt?
That's the point, Sam. I mean, all of those, you could just fix so many things in America. And, you know, some people think when we say that, we don't want to pay any taxes. We just want America to go down the tubes or something. Well, we just want fair taxes, honest government that, followed the Constitution.
Now, Kurt, I just
like
want to tell
story,
you, I got a headline
fake,
before you continue.
Yeah, okay.
Because it relates.
Yeah.
Headline says this. Draining the swamp, Kurt, is messy.
No kidding.
It's like, are you kidding me? And that's a great line.
That's right.
Draining the swamp is messy. The only problem, Kurt, is it's not too messy because we're not really draining the swamp.
No, it's not that messy at all. But the headline, fake IRS employees scammed victims out of $9 million. 8 people have been arrested. You know, a way to make sure that doesn't ever happen again? Get rid
Shut
of
down that IRS.
Crazy system.
But another way you could do it, though, Kurt, is this. You could turn the IRS into a positive organization.
Yeah.
Well, you know how it runs around. Well, listen, Kurt. You know how it runs around and make sure that tax compliance happens?
Yeah.
What it could do is it could run around and make sure that only gold and silver coinage is used in America.
Well,
if anybody
that's
has
constitutional.
A fake currency would shut it down.
That's constitutional. You know, wouldn't that be cool?
Yeah.
And then they got this USA Today piece that says the IRS says that $1 billion in tax refunds have still been unclaimed. You know, what's the fix for that, Sam? How would we ever, not have this kind of problem?
Well, if no one had to pay an unconstitutional tax in the first place, then there wouldn't be money left over hanging out. It'd be in the hands of the American people where it belongs.
With this solution.
There wouldn't be legalized plunder or theft taking place on a regular basis, compliments of your government. That's all.
Yeah. On this fake IRS employees scam thing, have you ever been called by one of those?
Well, all the employees of the IRS are fake.
Okay, but I'm talking about the ones where they call you and say,
they call me and they're like, hey, listen, the IRS has a warrant out for your arrest. If you don't comply and get a hold of us and pay some cashola, and then they're going to go ahead and send the buddies to your house and arrest you right now.
And you've had that call?
Yeah, I say send them over.
Okay. We had a daughter that got that just lately. And
send over the buddies. I'll talk to them.
Yeah.
Hello, officer. My name is Sam Bushman, and I'm a nationally syndicated talk show host. And before you guys toss me in the clink, I'd like to go ahead and have you on the radio. Right?
Yep.
Just go ahead and talk about this thing. Now, you know, but the problem is people fall for this, Kurt, because if they didn't.
Now, you know, the reason people fall for this, Sam, is that sometimes, you know, those IRS employees do kind of scam you.
Sometimes?
Yeah, and, you know, so that's what makes this a little bit more believable.
So, Kurt, right? I got a question about this headline. Fake IRS employees scam victims out of $9 million. How about how much money do the real IRS employees scam you out of?
Well, especially if they're doing, maybe they could team up with those guys doing the debt collection for the
Kurt, if there's
college
$1 billion,
students, you know.
Not claimed?
Spend $38 to collect a dollar, right? You know,
Kurt. If there's $1 billion not claimed, then that's the number.
Yeah, good point.
Because how can it not be claimed, Kurt? Either somebody files a tax return and says they owe this much, or they've turned in that much. Does that make sense? That means you either know who says they owe or who turned it in, right?
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be the IRS's responsibility to give it back?
Well, yeah, they can't seem to find the people to give it back to.
How
they
can that
always
be?
Find you if you owe it. I mean, you know, they could find you, you know, a needle in a haystack. But if you're trying to give something back, you know, it's just tough to find.
So let me write this headline for you to help kind of lay it out for you. Fake IRS employees scam victims out of $9 million. Real IRS employees scam Americans out of $1 billion. Isn't that the headline, Kurt?
Well, yeah. And counting, I would say.
Oh, good point. And the abuse hasn't stopped. All right, like they say, draining the swamp.
When will it end will be the sub-headline, you know.
Right?
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Where do you think we go to there, Kurt?
Well, let's see. Greener pastures, probably. Let's see. We got bankrupting student loan. Oh, here's a story that I was going to send you. I haven't sent over. But, you know, the Seth Rich family, they're a little upset. And you remember who this guy is, right?
Who is
Seth
he again?
Seth Rich.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Well, they don't want to talk much about him. But this is a former staffer for the Democratic National Committee who... Well, he just turned up dead, Sam. At least in my opinion, based on the reports and things.
So let me get this
seen,
right. The IRS agents are fearing, but this guy's like dead.
That's right.
I see.
And his parents want people to stop politicizing their son's murder. It's kind of tough when he's part of the Democratic National Committee here, right, Sam?
All right, quick pause, ladies and gentlemen. Sam and Kurt on your radio.
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
With Liberty News this hour, I'm Dennis Daly. The Supreme Court has ruled the two congressional districts in North Carolina violate the Voter Rights Act. The decision further confuses how to draw voting districts. It is lawful to draw a district to gain a partisan advantage, but it is not lawful if the district is drawn for racial reasons. Justice Alito wrote, "If around 90% of African-American voters post their ballots on the Democratic candidate, as they have in recent elections, a plan that packs Democratic voters will look very much like a plan that packs African-American voters. The plaintiffs in the case did not present an alternative map. The court gave no further guidance." German scientists say they have found a way to take a signal from Wi-Fi and create 3D photographs of objects inside a room while they're outside the room. Currently, the technology is in its infancy and has limited resolution. It can make out the shape of an object that's a couple of inches in size. With better software and more research, it might be applied to rescue situations. Government spy agencies, though, could use it. You're listening to LibertyNewsDaily.com.
Audio Compass is the perfect software solution for remote broadcasting. Consider Audio Compass for sporting events, talk show hosts, sound bites from the field, and more. Allow Audio Compass to transfer low-delay, crystal-clear audio over the Internet. AudioCompass.com. Complete, accurate information has always been hard to find. For news the networks refuse to use anytime, anywhere, click to LibertyNewsDaily.com or sign up to get Liberty News delivered directly to your email, LibertyNewsDaily.com.
With Liberty News, I'm Dennis Daly.
From the days of the Romans, there have been legends of a fountain of youth, and now science has found a real answer to slowing the aging process. I'm Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and it's so exciting to know that Time Challenger has capitalized on decades worth of international scientific studies to bring you the most powerful mitochondrial DNA supplement on the market today. Mitochondrial DNA is the power plant of human cells, but as we age, we lose more and more of this precious material. Time Challenger promotes healing and gives cells the power to do their work. Mental cognition may be enhanced, skin refreshed, blood pressure normalized, and signs of aging might be reduced. Time Challenger can also provide enhanced recovery for athletes. Time Challenger, the first step to slow the effects of aging on your body. To learn more, call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com. Time Challenger just might be your fountain of youth.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, I got an email from our buddies over at Liberty Council, Kurt, and they say Obamacare repeal set to explode. Sam, what happens today could greatly accelerate the pace of the battle to repeal Obamacare and defund Planned Parenthood. That's because the Congressional Budget Office, known as the CBO, is set to release its scorecard of the House bill that repeals Obamacare and defunds Planned Parenthood. If the House bill passes the CBO scorecard test, then all the pressure will be squarely on the Senate. But if it fails the CBO score, then the debate will truly explode. Sources are also indicating that Mitch McConnell wants a Senate vote on Obamacare in early June. Now, abortion is a key fault line in this battle, Kurt. To make matters more explosive, there's a key battle in abortion. Abortion and pro-life continues to be. The pro-abortion lobby is ready to kill any Obamacare repeal to save their, quote, sacred abortion funding. In fact, here's how it happens. They got a key trial balloon being floated by pro-choice Republicans. Now, isn't that a contradiction in terms? You got a trial balloon floated by pro-choice Republicans, Kurt. And here's how it is. They say that abortion and Planned Parenthood must be funded in any Obamacare repeal or it'll fail. This is how Congress works, especially when dealing with controversial bills. Members of Congress will, quote, leak possible legislative approaches. They call them, quote, trial balloons. And then waiting to see if there's any pushback from the public. If there's no reaction that's negative from citizens, then the trial balloon will become part of the legislative bill. It is clear that the pro-abortion Republicans and Obama agenda folks are pushing this trial balloon, hoping to make it part of the legislation. We need to pop this balloon now. We got to burst the pro-abortion Republican-based trial balloon now. We need to make this our top legislative agenda to repeal Obamacare in the real sense and to shut down the funding of Planned Parenthood. Kurt, and there's an update for you from our buddies over at Liberty Council Action.
Now, that's good stuff, Sam. I mean, the New York Daily News wouldn't have time to put that on. I mean, they got to talk about, you know, stuff to eat with the Pope and the Melania, but the Liberty Council doing their thing, huh?
Well, I think they're right, Kurt.
Yeah, I bet they are.
Now, some are going to be saying, Sam, you know, we shouldn't have this at all or whatever. We should repeal it completely. And it sounds like the, you know, Liberty Council folks are going down a line where they're calling this repeal when it's not. Maybe, maybe not. The bottom line is you got to do the best you can with the landscape you're given oftentimes.
Yep.
And it's important to stand, in my opinion, against things that don't make sense, but how hardcore when? In other words, you can't never compromise, Kurt.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you said we're Seth Rich's parents. Let's stop, you know, talking about his murder or whatever. You said that last hour, right?
I don't remember for sure. I know we've been bringing this story up, you know, several times because, in my opinion, this is a very important story. It's the Seth Rich thing, Sam, goes, I mean, it goes so much with the whole Clinton body count thing.
Are you just sensationalizing this, Kurt?
Yeah. Well,
see, here's what's
anyway,
fascinating. We hear that's what the family says, but we never hear from the family, right?
Yeah, this is an opinion piece, and they say that we're Seth Rich's parents. Stop politicizing our son's murder. I'm like, look, the kid worked for the Democratic National Committee. There's been stuff uncovered that shows that his murder, you know, first they called it a robbery and they said, well, yeah, but they didn't take his wallet or his phone. Duh. And so that his murder was basically, they told the investigators to leave it alone, not look into it. Doesn't that look, just doesn't pass the smell test, right, Sam?
Well, and Sean Hannity, now, I guess, yeah, got kind of shut down, didn't he, Kurt?
Well, yeah. You know what? This is the velvet hammer going on, Sam. Apparently, he was on that story pretty hard, you know, the Seth Rich thing. And Fox came out and said, well, sorry about that. You know, we're really, you know, sorry for really talking about that. It was, you know, it was beneath our journalistic integrity, you know, et cetera. And so now the story goes that Hannity says he's going to quit talking about what they call the Seth Rich conspiracy theory.
Hold on, Kurt. I got another story that says that Sean says it's going to be the end of his program and he's going to keep talking about it.
Well, yeah, that's what you can't really know for sure what's happening.
Which one's fake news, Kurt?
I guess you have to listen to him to see.
Why don't you get a hold of Sean and call him up? Just say, Sean, it's Kurt.
But when the guy gets, like, what, $20 million a year from Fox News, it'll be difficult for him, at least in my opinion, to say no to the boss.
Well, he could pull a Sam Bushman and a Glenn Beck.
Yes, he could, couldn't he?
He could just be like, hey.
Do you expect it?
No.
I wish I could say, yeah. You know, he'd probably call us up tomorrow and probably want to go on Liberty News Radio. You know, just leave Fox News.
I might take Sean. He's been doing better lately.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. Especially if he decided to pay.
But Brian Maloney writes, Hannity signals imminent end of Fox News.
Well, in this case,
program.
Yeah, his show.
But then Sean Hannity says he'll drop the Seth Rich conspiracy theory and stay at Fox.
Stay at Fox. So
what's the truth?
That's what you see. Dueling headlines, right, Sam? You know.
All right.
One says one thing, other one says another.
I guess Rand Paul's in the news too, isn't he?
Well, yeah, he's wanting to basically, you know, with the whole big Saudi defense deal, he wants to force a vote on that. It's only $110 billion, but he wants to have
$350 billion to follow up.
That's right. He wants to have people say what they would do to vote on it instead of just, you know, President Trump to do the whole thing, you know, himself. So that's kind of cool. I like to see, you know, folks get, what would you say, one side or the other of that issue, you know?
Well, I hope Rand can get that done and force a vote on it, and I hope we prove where people stand.
Yeah, do you expect it?
No, I think they'll just laugh at Rand and ignore him. I think it's a valiant effort on his part, don't get me wrong.
Yeah, I agree.
But I don't know that it'll get wings or whatever you want to call it, just because, again, 90% of what Rand Paul works on doesn't get wings. They just shut him down, and they love to kind of have him on the TV talking about his proposals as they kind of, you know, mock his outlandish ideas, although I think that he's spot on, and I think it ought to see the light of day, but I don't believe that it will.
Good point.
Now, Kurt, you want to talk about Wi-Fi, what does it call it, holography?
Well, they say, this is a LibertyNewsDaily.com piece, they say that now you can use the Wi-Fi somehow and see through walls. Even the story says that they can see like 2-inch kind of pieces. You know, it says it can make out the shape of an object that is more than 4 centimeters in size. Do you know about this, Sam? I just thought you could
kind of give us
more detail.
All it is new technology where they, you know, claim they can show you, what, 3D images and such?
Yeah.
From this capability or whatever. And, you know, you're just getting more and more and more towards the virtual reality stuff, Kurt. That's all.
Yeah. Well, it's nice to know that.
Can I give you one little hint for knowledge?
You don't have any secrets, you know. Right.
Whether it's reality or virtual reality, you're still accountable before God, Kurt.
Yeah, good point.
What they want to try to do is separate reality from virtual reality and act like you're in a virtual world and nothing matters. Kind of like if it happens in Vegas, it stays in Vegas or whatever.
Yeah.
They want you to believe that if you're in the virtual reality, you're not really accountable and that there's not real actionable issues or whatever. And I reject that whole notion. I submit to you that the virtual reality is part of reality, Kurt.
Yeah, good point.
Just want to make that very clear because I think people are deceived on that point. And the Christian in us would say we're Christian all the time, in public and private, in virtual reality as well as in reality. Act accordingly, would you please?
We fought, we learned, we struggled, we won. Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
When a beer commercial, everyone's happy and they're jumping around or whatever.
The thing is they not only have appealing activities, they have appealing people out there too. You know, you see beer commercials and it's done with natural water and it's cold brewed or heat pasteurized and all that kind of stuff. They make it sound more like a health food almost, but they never show the hangovers or alcoholism or anything like that.
And then in reality, you're happy and then you're vomiting in the bathroom. And then you're waking up sick the next morning with a really bad headache.
Any person that says that beer is merely for recreational use is stupid because it's a form of alcohol.
They just want your money. It's the people that sell the product that are getting the most out of it, not the people that use it.
That's exactly what they're doing there. I'll sell our beer and it doesn't matter what it takes, just sell it.
No, they're not honest messages. They don't show the flip side of it, the results of alcohol.
A public service message from The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right. I don't know how to take on this next story, but we got to talk about it here. Taxpayer-funded colleges across the country are in the news, Kurt. Did you see this? And college campuses across the country are putting tampons in men's bathrooms. They say because, Kurt, men have vaginas too. And they say it's about an effort.
What?
To bring up menstrual equality.
Okay.
You cool with this?
Man, it's just weirder and weirder.
Don't you think you ought to have menstrual equity? Kurt?
No.
What are you talking about? Kurt's not even for equality anymore, is he?
I know. Sorry. Just crazy.
Now, this thing is just whacked. Colleges are putting tampons in men's bathrooms in an effort to bring about menstrual equality in restrooms. This is not a joke. I don't know how to cope with this exactly, Kurt. That's what we're doing.
Nor do I.
That's what's going on. It's crazy talk. But that's where we're going. And it's funded by taxpayers, Kurt. I don't really know how to even respond to this story exactly. It's just... Anyway, there you have it. We're talking about... Let me give you some examples of colleges that are doing this. The University of Wisconsin, Kurt, a taxpayer-funded institution. They call it Madison over there, right? Brown University and the University of Minnesota are just three. Yeah. It's a real rallying cry and a source of activism on college campuses right now, they say. It's a whole idea of inclusion, making sure nobody's left out. What do you say to that all, Kurt?
What can you say, Sam? I don't even know what to add.
In my opinion, what should be done is there should be a massive rally to defund universities. What if 1 million Americans just demanded every day that they defund these universities that are gone psychotic? That's what ought to happen. All right, I guess,
well,
Congress.
Well, so many times, though, when we see the universities, you know, the numbers and stuff, even if they didn't even have students, it seems like they'd get so much money from, you know, all these federal government programs, you know, that give them all
That's
this
right.
research money and all that kind of stuff. It's incredible.
Boy, howdy. That's why we got to work towards defunding. But again, nobody cares, Kurt. They'll just watch the football game and whatever. And by the way, Congress introduces bipartisan bill, Kurt, I don't know if you saw this, requiring the NSA to share its secrets. Eric Lieberman writes the piece. What do you think about NSA?
You think that's going to happen?
Heck yeah.
They're going to share their secrets?
Totally.
Oh, they're secret, like, you know, programs that ruin your computer and stuff like that. They've shared that, right?
They sure have.
Yeah. Isn't that
no,
nice?
I think this is just nothing but a feel-good measure to make Americans feel great. My golly, we've introduced a bill to take care of this, and then Americans are like, whew, glad those guys are on it. And then, you know, that's all that happens. Now, by the way, there's a U.S.-led coalition of fighter jets that struck pro-Assad forces in southern Syria, writes Jonah Bennett. So, Kurt, right now we still got this war effort going on by the Donald, not backed by Congress. So you got a U.S. coalition led fighter jet strike going on in pro-Assad forces in southern Syria going on. Now, where's Congress to say you can't do that, Donald? You don't have authority. Right? All right. Anyway, I thought I'd bring that to your attention.
Now, I think they're on recess.
Uh-huh. Now, I guess, Kurt, USA Today is in the news. And they're reporting something that I talked about 2 weeks ago, maybe. Headline, ransomware attack reveals backdoor risk. Advocates say. So now they're admitting that the backdoors that government puts in, the NSA puts into these things, are creating a backdoor risk. Do you want to respond to that, Kurt?
Well, surprise, surprise. You mean our government's kind of messing up our computers?
Yeah, they say the government itself has persistently shown that it's incapable of keeping its tools under control. What do you think of that?
Shocking. That's all I can say.
The government can't keep its tools, you know, can't keep its tools secure. What do you think? I mean, wasn't that the exact point I was making?
Yep.
I find this fascinating. Where do we go from here with this stuff? Nothing's going to happen, though, Kurt. The NSA is just going to stay doing what it's doing.
Yeah, but just imagine, Sam, if a third of a percent of the American people, you know, about a million of us, got together, you know, say you're united, the Constitution Party, the Independent American Party, the, you know, Eagle Forum, the John Birch Society, the all those different groups, and you said, look, let's with this, you know, let's just kind of team up for some kind of a coalition, you know, the Freedom Coalition or whatever, and let's work on some of these issues. I mean, with a million calls a day, just imagine the kind of results we could get, Sam.
Yeah, what if you put a dollar a day?
You'd make one call. Yeah, I'd make one call a day. We'd do $1 a day. Those million people would have $1 million a day to promote the, well, the right kind of media, the right kind of results. Imagine the kind of power that would be. That's a third of 1%.
Yep. And even if we couldn't get a million, even if we got 100,000, what kind of impact could we have with even 1,000, Kurt? Right?
It would be impressive, Sam. Yeah. And that's why we call on you, ladies and gentlemen, to join us. Liberty News Daily, LibertyNewsRadio.com, LibertyRoundtable.com. Join us in our efforts.
Hey, yeah. Kurt, there's a headline about Amazon's 49,000% gain. Do you have those details?
Yeah. Well, Sam, you know, over the last so many, I guess, since Amazon basically came out, their stock has kind of gone up a little bit. The number is basically, up pretty much 1,000% or 49,000%. That's a pretty good gain, this is since 1926. It was the most super of what they call super stocks. They say there's 30 out of the grand total of 25,782 companies that were publicly traded over that period that, 30 stocks accounted for one third of the cumulative wealth generated by the entire U.S. stock market. And Amazon was one of them. that, by the way, they first sold shares to their public, to the public 20 years ago this week. And they say it's finding, the last, I mean, finding some Amazon stocks is going to be kind of tough unless you're willing to pay through the nose. They say, as a finance professor, this guy, Hendrik Bessembinder, he's at Arizona State University. He's shown only 0.33% of all the companies that were part of the U.S. stock market at any point over those nine decades, you know, since they started that thing, have accounted for half of all the wealth generated for investors. And fewer than 1.1% of all the stocks that existed created three-quarters of the stock market's cumulative dollar gains. By the way, that's why they're calling Amazon a super stock, Sam. Is it time to buy Amazon stock? What do you think, Sam?
If I had money. The IRS Amazon, just they quit say taking beat. My money, I'd have money, too.
Yeah. Amazon beat the return on cash by an average of 36% annually through the end of 2015, the highest rate among any of the super stocks. Let's see. I'm trying to see if what else is in here, but the bottom line is Amazon stock has kind of gone up. Yeah.
Now, by the way, government made that happen, Kurt. Do you know that?
That's right. You brought that up before. Good
yeah,
point.
And there's articles that talk about it. That they got all kinds of contracts, all kinds of details. There's special privileges going on everywhere. Last story before the end of the hour, Kurt, that I want to get to. The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints announced that it will be cutting most of its ties to the Boy Scouts of America, allowing younger boys to be involved, but the older boys are out. The 185,000 older boys, age 14 to 18, will be pulled from all scouting activities. Eventually, they say they got a worldwide program, and they don't really articulate eventually the rest of the boys coming out, but they say the 14 to 18 are out by the end of 2018, and that younger boys are in for now, and so we see a big, serious change with regards to the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, the Mormons, and their relationship with the Boy Scouts of America, as the Boy Scouts of America allow transgender, I don't know what you call it, women to be men, to be part of the boy. Anyway, it's strange stuff going on, and I guess the separation's beginning to happen, Kurt.
And none too soon.
Amen to that. All right, thanks for being alongside for the ride. LibertyRoundtable.com, LibertyNewsRadio.com, LibertyNewsDaily.com. Get involved. Please donate today. We declare this nation shall endure.